This goes to Dr. Sarvepalli, S-A-R-V-E-P-A-L-L-I. I don't have the fax. Leave the fax number blank. And the patient is Marvin, last name Jeffrey, J-E-F-F-R-E-Y, date of birth 12/7/1962. Dear Dr. Sarvepalli, this is a consultation for Mr. Jeffrey, who is a 61-year-old male with microalbuminuria, and that's been present since 2019. September of 2019, he had microalbumin to creatinine ratio of 245. In 2020, it was 180. 2021, it was actually macroscopic microalbuminuria at 305. 2/3 of 22, 157. 6/7 of 22, 137. And most recently, microalbumin to creatinine ratio 12/21 of 23 is 97. So it's actually improved, but it is still present. The patient has had a long history of diabetes that's been not well controlled. He's had some diabetic retinopathy, and he has diabetic neuropathy, as well as severe peripheral vascular disease of the lower extremities. He does have some venous stasis changes of the calves, both legs also, and chronic edema of the lower extremities. He has chronic back pain as well as knee pain and foot pain bilaterally. He does have a history of gangrene infection of the left fifth toe on the left foot that did require a Mund clinic referral, but that was completely healed, and he did not require an amputation of that toe. Today he's feeling well. He has no symptoms of chronic kidney disease at this time. He denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no constipation, diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations. He has had cardiac testing. He did have an MRI, cardiac MRI, with and without contrast. That was 3/30 of 2023. Because there was some question of diastolic type congestive heart failure. However, that MRI had ejection fraction of 55%, normal right ventricular ejection fraction of 56%, no valvular pathology, no late gadolinium enhancement of the myocardium, no history of prior myocardial infarction, no acute myocarditis, no infiltrative cardiomyopathy. So that echo actually looked very, very good. MRI looked very, very good. Past medical history is significant for peripheral vascular disease, allergic rhinitis, hyperlipidemia, essential tremors, hypertension, type 2 diabetes, currently on insulin, diabetic neuropathy, restless leg syndrome, chronic low back pain and thoracic back pain, bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome. He has not required surgery. It's mild to moderate. And the history of left fifth toe gangrene. That is now healed. Past surgical history, he's had a right knee meniscus repair. He's had laser surgery on both eyes for diabetic retinopathy and no other surgeries. He has had procedure including iodine contrast dye for the lower extremities, checking circulation, but that was several years ago. He does have one intact vessel to both lower extremities, according to that report, and that is a patient report. Social history, the patient quit smoking cigarettes 20 years ago, but he does continue to chew tobacco periodically. He does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. He is married, and he is retired. Family history is significant for coronary artery disease, hypertension, type 2 diabetes, COPD, hyperlipidemia, and his father required dialysis with end-stage renal disease just prior to passing away several years ago. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, he's allergic to penicillin. medications. He's on Norvasc 5 milligram daily, aspirin 81 milligram daily, Basaglar insulin 90 units once daily at bedtime, Farxiga, F-A-R-X-I-G-A, 10 milligram daily, Lipitor 20 milligram daily, Losartan 50 milligram daily, Lyrica 100 milligram twice a day, Metformin 500 milligram twice a day, Propranolol is 60 milligram once daily, Rybelsus, R-Y-B-E-L-S-U-S, 14 milligram daily, and Xarelto 2.5 milligram twice a day. Physical exam, height is 70 inches, weight 250 pounds, pulse 71, oxygen saturation is 97% on room air, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 120 over 70. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear, pharynx is pink, tongue is very high in the posterior pharynx. The patient does have a history of sleep apnea, but was intolerant of CPAP also. His neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension, no carotid bruise, no lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, somewhat distant sounds, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, non-tender. I do not palpate any masses or enlarged liver or spleen. No evidence of ascites. Extremities, he does have darker discoloration of his ankles and calves. Pedal pulses are strong, 2+, although the left foot, the fourth and fifth toes are very cool with very slow capillary refill. No lesions or ulcerations currently. He has decreased sensation to touch in all of his toes, as well as halfway up to both ankles bilaterally. In labs, in addition to the microalbumin to creatinine ratio, 1221 of 23, he has normal creatinine levels, 0.7, and all the way back to 2021, they range between 0.6 and 0.7. His calcium is 9, sodium 139, potassium 4.5, carbon dioxide 28, albumin is 4.5, hemoglobin 15.6 with normal white count and normal platelet levels. And his last hemoglobin A1C on 1221 of 23 was 7.0. Assessment and plan, 1, microalbuminuria secondary to diabetic nephropathy and longstanding hypertension with preserved renal function. We would recommend that he continues all medications. He should follow a low-salt diabetic diet. Labs should be done with a microalbumin to creatinine ratio every 6 months, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.